podcast is brought to you by members of the KJAM All Sports Booster Association. Now, here are Jim Field and Chris Parks.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome here to Clarinda High School as we get set for Buckeye 10 matchup here on the girls' side tonight. Varsity game for you. Get set to tip off here in about 7.5 minutes between the Atlantic Trojans and the Clarinda Cardinals. And these two teams have struggled here throughout the season. They're both towards the bottom of the Hawkeye 10 conference standings as Clarinda's down there at 3-7 in the conference. Atlantic 1-9 at also down there at the bottom with Denison, Schleswig, and Creston. That's the group of four there at the bottom. But it was a very competitive game the first time these two teams met. It was just a six-point margin. But it is a little bit different makeup this time around, though, as well, because Aaron Olson no longer in the lineup for the Trojans, out for the rest of the season for them. So that changes things up a little bit. So we definitely expect to see a different type of game here this time around, but hopefully it will be a competitive one here once again.
That changes things up a lot, because Aaron Olson accounted for a lot of the time with the ball in her hand, quite frankly. She was their lead ball handler on the season. She was also the gal was a leading scorer, averaging 12 a game. She had 15, half the points they scored the last time these two teams played. They have had some opportunity to get out and play without her here recently in the last game or so, and we'll see how that plays out here tonight. I guess, you know, we were talking with Coach Pelzer beforehand, and, you know, I guess we all come to the conclusion that basically what it boils down to is what this is an opportunity for everybody else. You're going to get more touches. Everybody else is going to get more opportunities to do some of the things that maybe they wouldn't have an opportunity to do otherwise with Aaron Olson in the lineup. So how do you respond to that? You're going to have to go out and make the best of it.
Yeah, if you were waiting and being hesitant before about doing anything out there on the floor because you were expecting Olson to take up some of those duties, now is your time to step up and try to fill that role and be a little bit more aggressive here with some of those other players on the floor for the Trojans. So we'll see if that works out for them here tonight. We want to thank you for joining us here this evening here on AM 1220, FM 101.1. We're on the web for you as well at KJN.com, and we all have live streaming audio there for you, as we always do. There 24 hours a day, the streaming live that you can click on the top right corner and get on our webpage. Or you can also listen out on the go if you download the KJN app for free in the Google Play or the iTunes Store. You can download that, and as soon as you open up the app, you'll be able to listen into the broadcast. So we hope that you check that out. And you can also check out live video as well on our website. Go to KJN.com and go to the TV page and just click the play button there on the box you'll see there on the screen, the video player box. So click play, that'll load right up there for you right on the screen. So it's very easy to use. No messy process opening up another application or anything like that. It's very simple. So we hope you take advantage of those ways to connect with us here tonight for high school basketball. Teams are out on the floor getting warmed up. The band's getting warmed up here as well, and we'll get back to action here in just a little bit. We'll take a break, come back, and look at the lineups for you. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association, Country Tire and Atlantic. Stop by today and see how good the guys will take care of your car or farm equipment needs. That's Country Tire in Atlantic. For Powerlift hydraulic doors, give Wyrick Welding Plus LLC in Lewis a call. They're safe, strong, zero maintenance, and built to last a lifetime. Wyrick Welding Plus LLC also does custom plasma cutting. Call 769-2415. The Atlantic Nursing and Rehabilitation Center, their goal is to be the best provider in the long-term care field. If a member of your family is in need of long-term care, please stop by or call the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center.
Welcome back here to Clarinda High School as we get set for varsity basketball tonight in girls' play. Chris Parks along with Jim Field, and we'll take a look now here at the lineups here for these two teams and get into a little bit of the individual numbers here for you. For the Atlantic Trojans here on the road, the head coach Casey Pelzer, 2-18 overall, 1-9 in Hawkeye 10 play. Here's their starting five tonight. Number 15, Bailey Walter, the 5'10 senior. Number 33, Alyssa Siggins, the 5'8 junior. Number 35, Catherine Leonard, the 5'11 freshman. Number 45, Tiffany Williams, the 5'11 sophomore. And number 53, Megan Riley, the 5'10 sophomore. That'll be your starting five here tonight for the Trojans.
Yeah, and as we mentioned up front for Atlantic, of course, their leading scorer not on the floor here tonight, and Aaron Olson, but you know, you got to make do, and you have to step up. Other people have to produce more. Okay, Tiffany Williams averages just under 10 points a game. Catherine Leonard right about 9 points per contest on the season. The Trojans need to go out. They need to shoot the ball better. They average only 39, almost 40 points per ball game on the season. They shoot just 33% from the floor, 27 from the arc, and 58 from the free throw line. They just have to do more and value every possession.
So the Trojans will see who can step up here tonight and kind of fill that void as they change, fill that role without Aaron Olson in the lineup here tonight. For the Clarinda Cardinals and head coach Matt Bird, they're almost at 500 on the year overall, 9-10, but they're 3-7 in conference play. And here's their starting lineup tonight. Number 14, Jenny Byer, the 5'10 senior. Number 44, Abby Brown, the 5'11 junior. Number 20, Carrie Buke, the 5'7 senior. Also number 10, Paige Fast, the 5'2 senior. And also number 12, Jadra Moses, the 5'5 junior. That's your lineup here tonight for the Clarinda Cardinals.
And for the Cardinals, they are led, of course, on the season by Jenny Bear, averaging 14 points a game, and Jadra Moses averaging about 11 points a game. They're averaging 48 points a contest on the season. They shoot 32% from the floor, 29% from the arc, and 55% from the free throw line on the season.
So let's look there at the Cardinals here in their starting lineup here tonight. How this matches up here this evening for these two teams. About a minute away from getting introductions started. By the way, the JV game wrapped up a little while ago. Clarinda hung on for a victory in that one, and the game actually kind of took a little longer than normal, but they got finished up with a Clarinda victory, 69-62, the final there. Leading the way for Atlantic in that loss was Sky Thompson with 15 points. Also, Stephanie Sambo, the freshman, had 12 points there in that JV contest here earlier this evening. We'll take one more break, get you ready for tip-off coming up next. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. 21st Century Co-op, helping farmers with all their needs. Feed, seed, fertilizer, chemicals, and fast and friendly service are yours at 21st Century Co-op. 21st Century Co-op, with locations in Messina, Atlantic, Cumberland, Fontenelle, and Greenfield. Home Sweet Home Care, providing physical, speech, and occupational therapy, and medical social workers. Accept Medicare, Medicaid, under insurance plans, and private pay plans. For more information, call Home Sweet Home Care in Atlantic at 800-279-9775 or Clarinda 1-800-362-1600. The Car Guys, your RV headquarters in Atlantic, offering fifth wheel and travel trailers, plus motorhomes and financing options that fit every need. They also offer full-service RV repair, a full line of RV parts and accessories, and for all your RV needs, stop by the Car Guys located in the west edge of Atlantic today.
Welcome back here to Clarinda High School as we get set for varsity girls basketball tonight here at Hawkeye 10 matchup at the Atlantic Trojans and the Clarinda Cardinals. And the teams are about ready here to get introduced to the crowd, and then we'll get to going here with our tip-off here tonight. For the Trojans, of course, they'll be back in action here coming up over the weekend as well as postseason play gets underway, as they'll be taking on Red Oak in their first-round matchup coming up on Saturday evening. Another game we'll have for you here on KJAN. That's Class 3A Region 2 is where the Atlantic Trojans are placed here this year, and they'll start on the road at Red Oak. So it will be a tough opening round matchup for them. That'll be at 7 o'clock coming up on Saturday night. So that's the next game for these gals that you can look forward to our broadcast here on the radio. And, of course, later on here this week, we'll have other basketball for you as well before then, as we'll have another game coming up on Thursday night. And that will be a girls' Class 1A first round game that will be played in Griswold, as the Griswold Tigers will play host to Heartland Christian there in the first round of their district. So we'll have that for you coming up on Thursday night, and then that next game we'll have will be after that on Saturday with the Atlantic girls back on the floor. So that's what's on the tap here for you. Once again, the lineups here for you tonight, recapping quickly. Atlantic is sending out Bailey Walter, Alyssa Siggins, Catherine Leonard, Tiffany Williams, and Megan Riley. For Clarinda, they're sending out Jenny Bear, Abby Brown, Carrie Buke, Paige Fast and Jadra Moses are starting lineups here for these two teams here tonight. And they're just finishing up the announcements to the crowd here as well.
And basketball, not the only action going on a Tuesday night. There's high school wrestling going on, the regional team duels tonight, and Atlantic and Audubon both picked up victories in their semifinal round matches tonight, so they'll both be wrestling for a chance to go to the state dual team championships. Atlantic in Class 2A defeating Seidel 52-19 in their semifinal match tonight. Audubon also advanced with a 57-18 victory over Southwest Iowa. And also in a match tonight, Sergeant Bluff Luton eliminated Kemper Catholic 64-6 in a duel this evening. So that action going on around the region tonight as well.
Getting hot and heavy here with the postseason action here as we head into the championship portion of the winter sports season. We'll now listen in here to the According to Pep Band and the National Anthem. National Anthem taken care of here tonight by the Clarinda Band, and we're ready to get things going here this evening. Atlantic and Clarinda here in Hawkeye 10 Girls Play. Thanks for joining us here this evening here on KJN. Once again, we're available on AM 1220, FM 101.1, on the web as well at KJN.com. You can catch audio there and video as well on our TV page. And if you're out and about on the go, download that free KJN app and you can listen to the stream on the go. Into the center circle here, we've got Tiffany Williams. She'll be jumping it up in the middle here tonight. Atlantic wearing their road black uniforms with the gold lettering and gold and white trim. For Clarinda, their home white uniforms with the red lettering and the red and black trim. And they won the tap and they're going to run it quickly to the right side. Got a layup try, but missed it down low off the bat there. And it's picked up here off the floor by the Trojans. Eventually, Moses missed that layup. Right side dribble now here for Atlantic. Tiffany Williams stepping in and jumping one up. That's too strong, and the rebound pulled out of the floor there by Abby Brown here for the Clarinda Cardinals. So nothing. Each team's had an early possession here, and we've got the Cardinals bringing it up the floor here. Moses has it out front. Now she'll dump it off into the hands of Bear. Bear now back here in the hands of Fast. That's Paige Fast. Out top now over here to Moses. Dribble around inside and get a quick little jumper that's up and in that time for Jenny Bear. She got a little space and knocked one home. And it's 2-0 early here, Clarinda. They'll pressure a little bit here in the backcourt. Clapham Winter going to throw it up ahead here into the hands of Bailey Walter. They throw it across the lane. Now the kick out. Williams the long shot, and it knocks it down. And they are going to call it a three. Looked like she was pretty close to the line there, but they call it a triple. And now a steal and another basket underneath here for Atlantic and a foul call. And Tiffany Williams doing some work down there. She gets the bucket and will get a chance to go to the line to get another three-point play, this time with the and-one foul opportunity.
Well, we wondered who was going to step up in the absence of Aaron Olson early for Atlantic here. It's been Tiffany Williams.
Jenny Bear picks up the foul. The free throw is missed there by Williams. And rebound here, the Cardinals. They'll run the other way. Williams blocks the shot, though, in transition from Bear. And the Trojans get it back. A nice job by Williams hustling back and playing some good defense. Here's Leonard now up the floor with it. She'll run things out top. Catherine Leonard will dribble off the left side. Stop and kick it out here to Walter. Bailey Walter will bounce it back to Leonard. She looks, faces the basket, turns it back out. Now here a free throw line jumper from Riley is well short. Rebound saved along the baseline, but Clarinda comes up with it. Paige Fast with the basketball. We'll give it off now here to Moses. Moses over to Jenny Bear. Bear on the outside with it, hanging on to it. Kicks it back across now to Paige Fast. Now curling off a screen. That time is Mosey. She'll get it down low. A turn and a jumper off the glass is no good. Rebound fought for down low. We're going to have a foul call here, and it'll be Clarinda Ball underneath that's going to go against Atlantic. Abby Brown was the one that missed that shot before the fight for the ball loose on the floor. And picking up the foul is Alyssa Siggins, her first. First foul against the Atlantic Trojans here in the game. The pass down on the block and a turn, and that shot's going to be blocked out of the hands that time of Jenny Bear, and it's taken away here by Atlantic again. Walter left side with it. Guarded closely out on the arc. We'll throw a pass. Tough one out to Leonard, and she lost it. And now she's going to get called for the foul, I believe, reaching back in because Jenny Bear ended up getting good position with the basketball. And that is the case. Leonard picks up her first, so a couple of quick fouls here against Atlantic. Clarinda inbounding it, working here from a left to right as we sit across from the scorer's table here at the Clarinda Gymnasium. Right side, now at back up top. Here's Bear with the basketball. 1-3-1 zone look here from Atlantic with Tiffany Williams out front on it. Outside, a little bit of space that time, and the three ball taken by Paige Fast. Missed it. The save goes off the side of the backboard here for Clarinda. They're able to track it down as Fast got it back. Now they'll skip it across over far side. That's Moses right back over to Fast. In the lane they go. Bear in traffic, forces one up, missed it. And the rebound to Bear. She got it back, put back no good. And now Riley gets the rebound for Atlantic. Back the other way here. Leonard going to cross over. Goes towards the left side of the lane and gets fouled. Going to be a reach-in foul whistled here against Bear, and that'll be her second. So Jenny Bear, the 5'10 senior, picks up two fouls, and it looks like she'll probably check out here. She's got a substitution up off the bench, and she will come out. Bailey Warren, the 5'7 junior, going to check in. Leonard gets it in to Williams, and Williams will go right side. It's a man-to-man defense look here for Clarinda. Pass on the outside, Williams to the right side. She'll dribble into the lane. Lost the handle, though. Now loose on the floor. Tried to force it back out of stolen. Paige Fast, the steal in transition the other way. The layup is good. Make it 5-4. Back to a one-point game here with that Clarinda bucket. And Atlantic breaks pressure up ahead to Megan Riley. Now back to Leonard across the timeline. She'll drive in the lane. Lost the handle on it that time. It's loose on the floor again. And now a jump ball is called. And the arrow belongs to Atlantic. So Atlantic will inbound from underneath. Tiffany Williams will send it in. Lob up high. That's into the hands there of Walter. Now right back to Williams' left corner. She'll try the three. That's no good. Rebounded by Clarinda. That was Abby Brown pulling down the board. Right side and a triple on the way. That's going to be off the mark that time by Bailey Warren, and the rebound comes down to Atlantic. 4 minutes to go, first quarter, 5-4. Trojans still have a one-point lead. Waley Walter, a left-side three-point try, well off the mark. Rebound comes out long. Riley has it. She'll give it back to Williams, now to Leonard. Leonard, the drive, through traffic all the way to the hoop, gets the bucket, but they say she traveled. So that'll turn it back over here to Clarinda. Promising idea that time from Leonard. Looked like a pretty good play, but called her for steps. Inbound pass now here. Trojans put on a little bit of token man pressure here coming up the floor. Bounce pass there from Warren. It's tipped and stolen. Williams got it. Now a reach-in foul right back on her. And I believe that's going to be Warren picking up the foul. It is. That'll be her first. 13th foul here against the Cardinals. Catherine Leonard will key it in here to Tiffany Williams. We've got a substitution for Atlantic here as Macy Schmidt, the 5'5 junior, will come in, and Bailey Walter checks out. Inbound, and here's Williams, left side to Schmidt. Now they bounce it here to the high post to Leonard. Back outside Williams. She'll pump fake, drive, kick it out to the corner. Riley, her long jumper, no good. Rebound comes out long, taken away by Paige Fast. Up the floor, right side in the hands of Jadra Moses. Moses throws it across now, and they get to left side to Warren. Back up top they go now here. Here's Book down low. They get it into the hands there of Brown. She missed a banker off the glass, and the rebound comes to Atlantic. They'll run. Williams, bounce pass underneath. Turn, and the banker good that time in traffic for Alyssa Siggins. The bucket pushes it out to a 7-4 Atlantic lead. Now up the floor, here's Warren, going to drive through traffic, kick it back out to Fast. Back to Warren, right side, left her open. Now she throws a pass down underneath, and the player was open, but the pass got bumped, and Catherine Leonard able to come in and steal it away, and then she's fouled. It was a good-looking opportunity down low for Abby Brown, but the tip pass forced it into Leonard's hand, and then Brown got called for the reach-in foul. So inbound here. And another substitution for Atlantic as well. Molly Welter comes in here to the contest. And Siggins is going to check out. Up the floor, Williams will stop. Bounce it over here to Leonard. Catherine Leonard throws it now into the middle. And in traffic, Welter loses it. And it's going to be loose on the floor and a reach-in foul again here against Atlantic. Foul going to be whistled here against Tiffany Williams. Foul against Atlantic. Williams out front here as they try to trap a little bit here up the floor. And Warren will throw it right side. Moses is going to stop and pop a three ball. Had a pretty good line on it, just missed it. Rebound comes out long, and now a reach-in foul here again against Atlantic as Book had the good position down low to get the rebound in. She is going to be fouled. It's going to be whistled once again against Atlantic. That'll be Molly Welter picking up that one. So fourth team foul. 2:15 to go, first quarter, 7-4, the advantage for the Trojans. Inbound will come from underneath, and they get it here to the inbounder. Abook got it right back outside there that time to Warren. She knocks down the shot. And we've got a run up the floor now here for Atlantic. Welter will skip it across. It's tipped. Tipped and stolen into the hands of Moses. She'll run the other way. Right across. Welter gets the shot to go in. The foul call. And she'll go to the line here for a chance at a three-point play. The first bucket for Jadra Moses, the junior. Inbound, or substitution here. Siggins will come in. Welter's going to come back out. Moses at the line here for the free throw try. Not what is up. Dances around and falls through. So she gets it to go, and Clorinda's pushed it out now to a two-point advantage for the Cardinals. Up the floor, Riley has it. Tries to force a pass inside to Leonard in some traffic there. They're going to call a foul. Little reach in here on the defense. That's going to be whistled here against number 32, that's Kayla Rogers, who had just come in a moment ago. So she'll pick up her first foul. Out on the outside, a shot there, a long one by Schmidt. Rebound tapped from Riley down to Leonard down low, and she gets the bucket. She was right in the right spot underneath the basket to catch that. So ties it up at 9. Back up the floor now here. It's into the hands of Rogers. She'll skip it across down low. They found an open player on the block in Warren, but she couldn't knock down the shot. It rimmed down on her. Atlantic the rebound, and they'll run the other way. Leonard over to Williams. Williams down in the corner to Riley. Riley skips it all the way across, and too tall that time for Schmidt, and she'll lose it out of bounds. It'll turn right back over. 1:11 to go in the first quarter. 9 apiece here so far. 2-3 zone set up now here by the Trojans as they'll throw it down inside. They were looking to get it underneath that time there to Nicole Johnson. And they're going to say it was last touched by Atlantic, so Clorinda going to keep it underneath here. Warren's going to inbound it. Also in the game, Nicole Johnson's in there. Here's the inbound. It comes right here to Rogers. She'll run one up and throw it up off the back iron. No good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. And once again, last touched by Atlantic. 58 seconds to go in the quarter. Inbound pass and a quick jumper up on the way, and that's good along the baseline that time. Knocked down by Carrie Book, and she gets the bucket to make it 11-9. Up the floor now, it's a bouncer from Williams off to Leonard, the free throw line. Now down low, Siggins, she'll kick it out. Three-pointer in the corner from Schmitz off the mark, and now a foul on the rebound try. That's going to be whistled against Atlantic. So the foul whistled there against Megan Riley. She'll pick up her first. That's now 5 team fouls here against Atlantic. Up the floor we go, back the other way into the corner. Bouncer underneath in traffic. They kick it back out. Here's Warren. Warren will skip it back across now. Moses will run things out front as Atlantic settles into that 2-3 look. 19 seconds to go in the quarter. Clarinda might be looking for a last shot here. Rogers, down the middle they go. Back out to Rogers' right side. She's open. She'll take the jumper. It rims out, no good. Rebound fought for underneath. It's still loose on the floor. We got a jump ball called quickly as Book had it and then got tied up. Another player from Atlantic down low. It's going to be Clarinda basketball on the arrow. Inbound pass now from Warren. 7 seconds to go here in the quarter, and they get called for traveling immediately. They got it inbounds to Nicole Johnson, and she took a couple of shuffle steps looking to throw it back up top. So 5 seconds here on the inbound in the quarter. Williams will run it up right side of the floor. All the way herself, and we have an offensive foul whistled here against Williams, using the off arm to try to get a little space, and she picks up the foul. That'll be her second. And now we'll put a quick inbound and a long check up the floor by Moses. No good, and that'll be the end of our first quarter. It's Clarinda leading 11-9 here after our first quarter of play. Back with second quarter action. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Anita Supply Center, the place to go for all of your home improvement needs in Anita. For all of those big or small home improvement projects, visit Anita Supply Center in Anita. Debtor Service Department in Atlantic. Let them handle all of your automotive needs, from oil changes to a major engine overhaul. Give them a call at 243-4514 and let them take care of your automobile. That's Debtor Service Department in Atlantic. Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company, helping you communicate with top quality mobile and transportable phones and the best internet service. Get a free demonstration from Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company today.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Clarinda tonight as we go to the second quarter, 11-9 our score. Clarinda with the lead over Atlantic as the Trojans have the basketball to start this second quarter. They get it to Catherine Leonard, and she drives hard down the left side to the lay-in. And Catherine Leonard with a left-hand lay-in has 4 points, and we're tied at 11 apiece. Pressure now in the front court by Atlantic as Tiffany Williams taps it to the back side. Jenny Bay down. Now ahead into the front court it goes as Paige Fast. They work the far side. Now ball tipped by Williams, and it's picked up off the floor by Leonard. Steal by Atlantic. And Atlantic will bring it back up the floor now as they get it to the front court. Williams on the curl, dumps it down low. Short jump shot off the glass is no good by Siggins, and the rebound taken out of there by Jadra Moses. She'll bring it across. Moses here near side. Atlantic trying to stretch that 2-3 zone and force the ball outside. Bear leaves it back out top for Moses. Back to the high post it goes to Brown. Now they'll shuffle it down from the outside. A quick three to try, no good from the left side by Fast, and the rebound comes long to Atlantic. We're tied at 11. Williams to the front court. Far side corner now to Schmidt. Out of the high post, Leonard down low quickly to Siggins. The ball knocked out of bounds. It's last touched by Atlantic. Two players fighting for the basketball with batted out of bounds, and they're going to give the ball back the other way to Clarinda. 6:45 to go, second quarter. Just underway here in quarter number two. Here in this girls' contest, as the Cardinals try to dump it down low, Catherine Leonard sweeps across and knocks it away. Macy Schmidt able to get on the basketball. We've got a foul call down low, and that's going to be whistled against Abby Brown inside for Clarinda. That'll be her second. That's team foul number six. Each team with 6 fouls here in the first half. Williams now to the front court. She'll cross over, go to the high post again. Leonard gets it right back to Williams, who feeds it back to Leonard at the high side. Leonard here near side has it stripped away, taken away by Jenny Bear. She's going to turn and run the floor and dump one across to the far side. The quick toss from the back of the shoulder is no good by Moses, and the rebound taken away by Atlantic. Now up the floor, Schmidt. Her pass is smacked away there by Bear and stolen again by the Cardinals. Clarinda comes up with it. Moses will bring it to the front court. She'll feed it across. It's Carrie Boo in the lane. Now the ball knocked free loose, and it's inside. We've got a nice job by Megan Riley as she knocks that one free, and it was picked up off the floor by Leonard, and now we've got a whistle as Alyssa Siggins is still down on the floor, hanging onto that left ankle. She got caught up in traffic there, so they're going to go take a quick look at her. We have 5:57 left to play here in this first half. It's an 11-11 ball game right now. So you take a look at Siggins there on the floor. Again, a reminder about some of those wrestling scores tonight. Atlantic defeating Sadell 52-19. They'll advance into the regional final tonight as they get Siggins up. And assistant coach Terry Hinsman is going to help her hop off toward the locker room. Also, Audubon was a winner tonight in their regional semifinal match, 57-18. Sergeant Bluff Luton down Kemper Catholic 64-6. So Audubon will wrestle for a 1A state team tournament berth. Back to action, Atlantic with the basketball. They'll bring it across up the floor. Into the ballgame now for Atlantic is Bailey Walter. Quick jumper left side, no good by Riley. And coming out of there on the dribble is Boo. She's going to run it up the floor and lay it up and miss it. The rebound down low, grabbed and put back up and in by Moses. She's got 5 points. It's 13-11. And we've got a violation called against Atlantic in the backcourt on the entry.
Say that she crossed the line, I guess, before letting go of the ball.
So they're going to turn the ball right back over to Clorinda. Cardinals will inbound down to the baseline as they'll fire it outside. Boo has it back out top. They'll line up a three from Fast, and she fires it up and in. Paige Fast had plenty of time to set up for the triple and knocked it down. It's 16-11 in favor of the Cardinals. Williams now to the front court, stops on the dribble, fires it across here near side. They go baseline. Riley back up top. Williams the head fake, the drive, the kick out. Walter looked at the long three, pulls it back down. Now the ball kicked. Jenny Bear has been a real headache for Atlantic, playing out high on that 2-3 zone as she kicks the ball this time. Ball will belong to Atlantic. Williams out high. Leaves it for Catherine Leonard, who comes out way high. Now to the baseline, Riley, quick jumper, good left side. Megan Riley knocks down the 14-footer, and it's 16-13 with 5 minutes to go in this first half. Clorinda on top by three. Cardinals have the basketball in the front court as they fire it all the way here across. Into the ballgame is Clarissa McElroy, and she almost lost that ball, able to scoop it back up. Now a quick shot for three is good by Jenny Bear. She got the ball out top and buried the jumper. 19-13 Cardinals. 4:35 left to go in this first half. Walter right side, down to the baseline, now to Riley. She'll fire it across right into the hands of Jenny Bear. Bear with the steal, and she'll bring it back up the floor. Bear the crossover out top, guarded by Williams, feeds it across. It's going to be McElroy firing up a three, and she knocks it down. Lorinda's found the touch from outside now. They stretch the lead to 9. It's 22-13 Cardinals with 4:19 left here in this first half. We'll take a timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Gady Insurance Services, your agent for Western Iowa Mutual Insurance. Call them for a no-obligation quote for your homeowners or farm insurance. Visit one of their agents today at Gady Insurance in Griswold and Council Bluffs or at their office at 700 East 7th Street in Atlantic. The TV Store, your Dish Network dealer located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Stop by or give them a call at 243-3032. That's the TV Store, located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic.
Education changes lives. Let it change yours with classes at Iowa Western Community College. We offer a wide variety of courses to meet your educational needs. Plus, Iowa Western classes transfer well. Take classes at the Atlantic Center, Council Bluffs campus, or give online learning a try. Check it out at iwcc.edu.
Jim Field, Chris Sparks back with you here in Clorinda. 4:15 left to play as Atlantic inbounds the basketball. We're in the second quarter. They'll load up a three of their own and bury it as Bailey Walter steps outside and knocks down a long triple from the left side. And it's 22-16. So Atlantic answers the three Clorinda triples here in the second quarter with one of their own. And now out top, McElroy with it. Leaves it here near side. Paige Fast. Back out top. Bear. Top of the circle. And she'll step back out on the dribble. Williams picks her up at the top of that setup they have. And now a double dribble by Bear. We'll turn it back over to Atlantic. Trojans playing a box and one out front, working on Jenny Bear with Tiffany Williams, and it pays off that time with a turnover. Williams to the front court now. Leaves it across for Schmidt. Back to Williams here near side. Left corner it comes. Walter to Williams out top. Leonard wants to drive the lane. It's not there. Now they get it to the corner right side. They're working the ball back and forth quickly. Good ball movement by Atlantic. Now Walter here left side to Leonard. She'll turn the head fake. Drive the lane all the way to the rack. Can't get the shot to go, but she got hit along the way. She'll get free throws. Lulled Clorinda to sleep with all the outside work. And then Leonard took advantage heading down the lane. The foul whistled against Rachel Bear. That'll be her first. Leonard at the line makes the first.
That was a good-looking drive there by Leonard. She's kind of been hanging around along that free-throw line looking for some space and did a good job of taking a quick advantage of that time.
I'm a strong player, so take advantage and take it inside. And it pays off with a couple of free throws as she makes them both. And it's 22 to 18. Clorinda by four. 3:15 left to play in this first half. Cardinals have it out top. McElroy with it to the left side. Fast fakes the three to the high post. Now it goes. They leave it for Brown. They'll fire it back outside. McElroy now Bear. Jenny Bear with it. Left side to Fast. They're trying to post underneath with Rachel Bear. It's just not there right now. Into the lane, Brown. They'll feed it out to Fast. Now left side, Jenny Bear. Oh, she had it stripped away. Tiffany Williams tapped it, took it away. Williams going to run the floor now and get the lay-in on the other side. Williams wiped it out of her hands, scooped it up, and took a run. That's seven straight for Bear. Just inside the circle, fires one up for two. Oh, they're going to, seriously.
Wow,
they gave her a three. I don't think either official looked at her feet. She was well inside the circle, but they're going to give her the three. So the quick basket, now back on the other side, stealing a bucket again as Jenny Bear comes up with a steal. And it's 27-20, just like that. Williams up the floor for Atlantic, dumps it right side. So work the ball out high off the perimeter. Williams, Schmidt, right side corner now to Riley, back out top. Williams stepped in, now drives, stops, leaves it for Schmidt, right side. A high lob for three is good. That one scraped the ceiling. 27-23. Cardinals lead it by four. Now they're going to lose the ball. McElroy kicks it up the floor, kicked it with her knee as she was dribbling and knocked it away from her. She's able to scramble back and tie it up. So they will keep possession as they have the arrow in their favor. Carrie Boo checks back into the ball game here for Clorinda. Kayla Rogers also is into the basketball game now. Jadra Moses is back in. She handles the ball here to the near side, leaves it for Rogers. Now back out top. Brown trying to get it down low. She shuffled. That's going to be a traveling violation. She shuffled it inside to Rogers, and Rogers took a step trying to slide underneath after she picked up that dribble. So the ball turns back over. Minute 35 left to go here in this first half. 27-23. Clorinda bounce feed down low. Oh, that was a tough pass into traffic. It'll stay Atlantic basketball as Williams passed to Riley, knocked away and tied up. The arrow points in favor of Atlantic. They'll keep. Schmidt will inbound on the baseline. She'll lob it high, taken by Williams. She'll step back and fire one in the lane. No good. Got her own rebound off the floor. Curls to the right side. Now Leonard in the lane. Down left side. Shot up, and it rolls in. Catherine Leonard now with 8 points in the ballgame. It is 27-25. Atlantic back to within two. Clorinda basketball with a two-point lead. Rogers here near side. Lobs it low and throws it through the hands of Moses out of bounds. So with 1:08 left to play here in this first half, Atlantic will have the ball back, trailing by two. Williams up the floor. She'll cross the timeline with it now. Leave it right side for Schmidt. Out to the high post again. Leonard steps across. The left-hand toss up and rattles home. Catherine Leonard aggressive in the lane with a left hand. And we're tied at 27 with 50 seconds left here in this first half as Moses gets the ball across the half-court stripe. Moses out top working against Williams. Leaves it here for Rogers. Rogers back outside. Cardinals need some help now as they look across. Leave it for Brown. Brown for Rogers. Rogers gets a screen. Leaves it here right side. Boo down low. Brown posting. Shot no good. Rogers right there. The rebound came right to her and she dumps that one in underneath. Right place at the right time for Rogers. And it makes it 29-27. We have 20 seconds left to play in the half. Williams to the high post. Leonard cross here to Walter. She's going to load up the three ball, and it's good. Bailey Walter drills the three from the left side. Under 10 seconds now to go, and Atlantic has the lead at 30-29. 5 seconds left. Moses out top, curls, now drives the lane. Shot blocked inside, and we got a whistle and a foul. Riley went up and blocked that shot away, but they're going to hit her for the foul. That'll be her second, and that'll send Moses to the free throw line. 17-7 run here by Atlantic at this point. They were down 9 as they're up 1 right now with 2.3 on the clock. Moses at the line to shoot 2 here for the Cardinals. The first one is good. That ties the ball game. We're all even at 30. One more free throw try coming. Moses a chance to put her team back on top. And the free throw attempt is good. Trojans will inbound. Williams with it, takes the inbound, then fires it three quarters of the court, but that's well short, and that will do it here in the first half. Well, Clorinda had a nice run going there, built themselves a 9-point lead here early in the second quarter as they started to get hot from outside, but then Atlantic answered back, both outside and inside. We got a small game here at halftime as we are 31-30. Clorinda leading Atlantic as we have reached halftime here tonight in Clorinda. We'll take a break. Be back with more for you in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Atlantic Locker at 310 West 2nd Street in Atlantic. See them for custom processed beef, pork, and lamb. Atlantic Locker has fresh and frozen meat on hand daily, and the deli counter is full of cheese and special lunch meats. Atlantic Locker, 310 West 2nd Street. Dow Drug, your Health Mart pharmacy in Guthrie Center. When it comes to all of your prescription needs, visit Dow Drug. They also offer home health care supplies, along with a complete gift line. Visit Dow Drug at 302 State Street in Guthrie Center or give them a call at 800-551-3693. Insurance Services Incorporated in Elkhorn, your source for Farm Mutual Insurance, with a policy of working together with you to protect your needs. Call Insurance Services at 764-6000 for competitive quotes today.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at halftime tonight. Atlantic and Clorinda in a shootout here. I guess you could call it that. We've had a few long drives drop in the bucket here in this second quarter especially, as both teams have started to heat things up a little bit on offense. But defense also leading some good opportunities.
Yeah, there's been some good defensive breaks and transition attempts by both teams. And then the shooting's warmed up a little bit. So both teams being able to knock down some shots and some long-range shots. Some that were counted as threes and maybe weren't threes, but worked, I guess, overall in the long run as teams playing pretty evenly. But, both teams kind of heating up from the outside. Some pretty good-looking shots there down the stretch.
Yeah, we've had some long tosses go in here this first half by both of these ball clubs, actually. As Atlantic from Tiffany Williams dropped a three, and so did Macy Schmidt here in the first half. On the other side for Clorinda, they've gotten threes, all of them here in the second quarter. A couple of them from Jenny Bear, one from Paige Fast, one from Clarissa McElroy. And it's been actually a pretty fun ball game to watch here so far. Kind of a little sluggish start. It was a little slow early on. But then things started to pick up as the two teams started to kind of figure things out a bit offensively and step up the defense. Both teams playing very well outside in those zones. Atlantic's been playing a lot of box and one here tonight, as Tiffany Williams has been all over the place on defense, knocking balls away, changing passes. On the other side, Clorinda's played that 2-3 zone for the most part here in the first half, and Jenny Bear's been a force out there. The Atlantic's had a hard time getting the ball past her when they try to attack her side. But at the end of the day, it's a one-point ball game here at halftime, 31-30. We mentioned earlier the junior varsity contest went to Clorinda. They won it 69-62 over Atlantic. Sky Thompson at 15 points, and Stephanie Santos, they had a dozen for Atlantic in that JV game earlier this evening. And also, as we mentioned, too, in high school wrestling, Atlantic defeated Seidel 52-19 in the semifinals in Class 2A, and Audubon a winner in Class 1A, 57-18 over Southwest Iowa.
And I do have some updates on those matches that are going on right now. there in wrestling action. Now, right now, Creston leading Atlantic 21-3 there in that matchup, as I think they're about a little over halfway through the weight classes there. 21-3 Creston on top. And then for Logan Magnolia, they lead Audubon through six weights. 24-6 is the lead there for Logan Magnolia over Audubon in those matchups in wrestling action. And then a few basketball scores for you here as well. IKM Manning a 31-19 lead over HST at halftime of that boys game tonight. Also, Abraham Lincoln leads Lewis halftime break. Boys tonight, 27-16 lead over Clarinda at halftime.
Very good. Got a few girls' basketball finals, actually, to share with you here at halftime, too. IKM Manning beat Audubon 63-27 in girls' basketball tonight. Lewis Central, a non-conference winner, 51-44 over Abraham Lincoln tonight. Also, Fremont Academy, 21. Nottoway Valley, a winner over Bedford, 46-31 tonight. Also, in girls' high school basketball, some of the other games going on around the region here tonight. Some of those games have already finished up here this evening. We're at halftime here. It's 31-30. Clarinda with a one-point lead over Atlantic here at intermission tonight. We'll take a timeout. Be back to get you some numbers for the first half in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association, Edward Jones and Judd Manili.
Support of our local games comes from your local Edward Jones investment representative, Judd Manili, 243-9238, Edward Jones Making Sense of Investing, Edward Jones Member SIPC.
Smith Heating and Plumbing in Wyota is owned and operated by Guy and Shane Smith, who have provided quality craftsmanship since 1979. They're your authorized York and Climate Master dealer. For all your heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and commercial refrigerator needs, give Smith Heating and Plumbing a call at 712-783-4528. Holly Jones Funeral Home. During stressful times when you must deal with the loss of a loved one, turn to friends. Holly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca and Walnut. That's Holly Jones Funeral Home.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Clarinda tonight. It's a 31-30 basketball game. Clarinda with the lead over Atlantic here at the intermission tonight. And what's been an entertaining basketball game here so far. Let's take a look at some of the numbers for you here at halftime. For the Clarinda girls, 10 points for Jenny Baer to lead their scoring. And Jade Ramos also with 7. Paige Fast has 5. 3 points in the first half for Clarissa McElroy, while Kayla Rogers, Bailey Warren, and Carrie Boo all have picked up 2 here in the first half. On the other side for Atlantic, 10 points for Catherine Leonard to lead the team, 7 points for Tiffany Williams, 6 for Bailey Walter, 3 for Macy Schmidt, and 2 each for Alyssa Siggins and Megan Riley here in the first half of the basketball game. From the free throw line, Atlantic 2 for 3, Clarinda 3 for 3. I guess there's your difference in the basketball game so far here tonight as the Cardinals lead it here by 1 at halftime. Fouls look like this for Atlantic. Tiffany Williams and Megan Riley each have picked up 2 here in the first half, while for Clarinda, the Cardinals have Jenny Baer and Abby Brown each with 2. Baer actually picked up 2 very early and spent a little bit of time on the bench, but she's done a pretty good job staying away from that all-important third foul here in the first half. Well, we halftime, 31-30 is our score. Clarinda with the lead over Atlantic here at intermission, and it's girls' Hawkeye 10 conference basketball game. This is the final regular season game of the year for Atlantic. Clarinda has another left, but for Atlantic, this will be it. The season, the regular season anyway, comes to a close tonight, and they'll spend some time getting ready for Saturday night's regional matchup on the road at Red Oak that we'll have for you here on KJAM. So an important starter, I guess, for Atlantic tonight. Get that momentum going in the right direction heading into the postseason here this weekend. 31-30, Clarinda leading Atlantic here at the break. We'll have the second half for you when we come back. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Chatterbox Cafe, located next door to the Amoco station in Audubon. Chatterbox Cafe is open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon specials Monday through Friday. Come enjoy home-cooked meals at the Chatterbox Cafe in Audubon.
EL Ransom Insurance Agency in Walnut. For all of your insurance needs, home, farm, business, auto, crop, life, health, and long-term care, visit with EL Ransom Insurance Agency. EL Ransom Insurance Agency in Walnut, your independent insurance agent, serving you first. Farm Service Co-op, located in Atlantic and Oakland, offers custom application of dry fertilizer, chemical, seed, lime, and anhydrous ammonia. They also fill gas, diesel, and propane tanks. Farm Service Co-op, where service is their middle name. Give them a call in Atlantic and Oakland.
And welcome back now here to Florinda High School as we head to the second half of action here in this the Florinda Cardinals and the Atlantic Trojans. It's Florinda the Slim 31-30. Also have a quick update for you on the boys game going on tonight. Atlantic's extended their lead out in the third quarter to 44-25 advantage as they've extended out that lead here so far. Also a quick update as well in wrestling action. Preston now leading Atlantic 24-3 after Preston's Maitland got a pin over Tyler Christensen of Atlantic, and, or actually just beat him at a near fall. Got the difference there to win that one. And actually now the end of the third quarter here, update for that Atlantic boys game, 50-28 Atlantic leading there after three quarters of play. We're trying to update you on those other results here for you as the night moves along, but we're ready to go here in the second half of this girls varsity game here tonight. Inbound, and it'll be worked here up top by Moses. Jadra Moses for the Cardinals out on the floor here as they work from right to left as we start the second half. And now a pass back up top is lost. Siggins came up with it. She lost it up ahead and is picked up by Walter. Atlantic forces a quick turnover, and they'll get a chance here coming back the other way. Inside the lane, they go to Leonard. Kick out. Riley, baseline jumper, no good, short. Rebound is ripped down there by Clorinda. They'll push it up the floor now. Outside, it's Moses. Now in the lane they go. Brown, the quick pass over to Bear, and she got the jumper, a short, good open look along the baseline. 33-30. Now back the other way, it was stolen there by Clorinda. Knocked around inside and stolen away. Here's Bear with it. Now dump it down inside the lane. That's Brown. She'll dump it back to Bear. In traffic, force one up, had it blocked. And the rebound taken away by Riley. So Riley in there along with Catherine Leonard. Now Alyssa Siggins will get an open look along the block and banks one high off the glass and in.
Good to see Siggins back in there after rolling that ankle in the first half.
And she looks like she's a little bit tender on that side, but she's out there fighting through it. And now Moses is going to get the reach-in foul call here. Siggins got a little too close that time and will get whistled for her second foul.
It really could have gone either way as Moses had that left arm out, giving a shove there, trying to move that defender away from him.
And a quick substitution now here for Atlantic. Sky Thompson's going to check into the contest. Siggins going to come out. They can tell she's still a little hobbly there with that ankle, so she'll come out. And the inbound now here for Clorinda. So get it in here to Jadra Moses. Now it's over to Paige Fass. They try to force it down inside. It's tipped and stolen away, looking for Abby Brown down low there. And it's stolen by the Trojans. Now here's a drive by Williams on the left side. Got all the way underneath. Shovels it off now to Leonard. She gets fouled as she goes up for a shot, and she'll go to the line here to shoot two. That's going to be a Carrie Book picking up her first foul. And we'll go to the free throw line.
Good play on both ends there by Leonard. She saw that play developing on this near side and cut down from where she should have been to sneak down in that zone and steal that pass away, and then got up the floor and took it right to the basket.
Misses the first free throw. She's got one more coming. And it was the starting lineup to start the second half for Atlantic. Bailey Walter, Alyssa Siggins, Catherine Leonard, Tiffany Williams, Megan Riley. Of course, Thompson has come in since to replace Siggins. Second free throw missed there by Leonard, so she's not able to convert at the line. And it'll stay a one-point lead for Clorinda, 33-22. Bear lost the handle on it on the drive now. It's loose on the floor, tied up by Sky Thompson along with Moses, and it's going to be Atlantic basketball on the possession arrow. So another quick turnover here. 6:01 left to go in the third quarter. 33-32. Clorinda on top. Atlantic back the other way. Williams stops and kicks it off to Leonard. Pump fake drive inside the lane all the way to the hoop. And they're going to call her for steps.
tried to step through there and called her for a walk. Like a pretty close call there, but she does get called for the turnover, and now here's Moses back the other way. She'll drive in. Bank one too hard off the glass. Ball bounces around like a pinball for a moment. It's picked up by Riley. Riley off now here to Williams, and she's bumped up the floor. That'll be a whistle and a foul there against Moses in transition. Second foul of the half here against the Cardinals. They do have their starting five on the floor. Jenny Bear, Abby Brown, Carrie Boop, Paige Fass, and Jadra Moses. Lanik now trying to work the ball outside. It was a low pass there for Leonard. Hit her legs and bounced back out. They're able to come back up with it, though. And now they'll throw it right side here to Thompson. She'll try the three ball. That's missed. And the rebound pulled down here by Moses, and she'll bring it back the other way. Moses working against Thompson now dumps it off here to Bear. She'll stop and fire one contested in the lane. Missed it. Rebound by Brown underneath. Her putback off the bottom of the backboard. Another rebound and putback try misses. Another rebound and putback by Bear misses. Another rebound and a putback misses that time by Brown. And now finally a foul call after Atlantic comes away with the basketball. Catch all those? I think that was five.
It's like watching a little boys game out there for a bit. It looked like that ball, that hoop was just too tall for anybody to get the ball to.
Up the floor now, Atlantic will have it. That foul was whistled against Abby Brown. That's her third. So the Trojans now trying to take advantage here on the offensive end. Here's the pass to Leonard. She's contested closely there at the line. Now gets it off to Thompson. And Williams will step across and get open for a jumper. Missed it, and she went over the top to try to get the rebound. She'll get called for her third foul. So Clarinda will inbound underneath now here, and we have a substitution. Brown's going to check out with her three fouls for Clarinda and be replaced by Kayla Rogers. Clarinda with the basketball, 4:30 left to go here in this third quarter. Still leading by one. Now Fast will fire a three ball out at the top, missed everything. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Atlantic ball. 3-1 and Williams will bring it up the floor. Williams will throw it right side. Thompson couldn't hang on to the pass, and it goes out of bounds. So he's going to check out, and we pitch back in for Atlantic. Clarinda with an offer out top, guarded closely here again by Williams. She contests that shot as well. Might have got a little piece of it, and caused it to go off mark. She missed it there from the elbow. Rebound pulled down by Leonard. She'll run. Go left side over to Williams. Now back to Leonard. She tried to chase it back down. It's going to go out of bounds though first. Leonard started cutting towards the right side of the lane, and Williams thought she was still out top and threw it away. So timeout taken here by Atlantic now, as they're going to take a full timeout. 3:52 left to go third quarter. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Walnut Communications, where you'll find Grand Slam time-saving solutions. They want you to have time for all the fun activities you enjoy. With high-speed internet, you get that always-on connection. No waiting. Walnut Communications, real technology, real solutions, real people living and working with you every day.
Teams know that it takes hard work to reach their goals. This not only applies to sports, but to personal finance as well. Call me, Judd Manili, 243-9238, to set up a free review of your portfolio. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Ed's Lawn Equipment, 706 Sunnyside Lane in Atlantic, offers sales and service of Aaron's and Echo products, including chainsaws and lawn trimmers. He also has a good selection of used outdoor power equipment. See Ed at Ed's Lawn Equipment in Atlantic.
Back after the timeout, Clarinda's basketball here, 3:48 left to go third quarter, 33-30 for a while. Here's Moses passing it off now here to cutting Rogers. Her shot blocked on the block there by Megan Riley. Back the other way comes Thompson. She'll fire it back down to Leonard. Leonard's cut off, and she traveled with the basketball. Some traffic came in her way there, and she tried to pass it back outside. So Clarinda gets the ball right back here. Good defensive play and unable to take advantage on the other end here by Atlantic. Now here's a drive. Bear gets some room in the lane. Nice late pass across there, but the shot missed. Rebound is put back up and in there by Bear as she cleaned up the miss there from Boop. She's got 14 now, and it's a 35-32 three-point lead for Clarinda. Now Atlantic with Thompson. We'll kick it around left side. Schmidt now along the baseline, and it's tipped and stolen. Pass was looking for Riley, but it got partially knocked away and then stolen down underneath. Here's a bounce pass now. Rogers will fire one from the free throw line and bury it. Kayla Rogers has four, and another timeout taken by head coach Casey. Tells her as he wants to talk things over. This one's just a 32nd timeout, so we'll keep this chance to get right back into either tying or getting a lead here in the game. They can't take advantage on the offensive end.
No, it just doesn't seem like, it doesn't feel like it's the same kind of ball movement that we saw from Atlantic in that second quarter. They were moving the ball crisply, not spending a lot of time dribbling, not standing in place. We're just not seeing that same kind of ball movement right now. A lot of risky passes, trying to be lazy with the basketball and throw flat-footed instead of working the ball, you know, always toward the basket like they did earlier.
So we're back out of the quick break, and Atlantic will have the ball here. We'll see what they do this time on the offensive end, trailing now here by five. Drive right side, Williams. She'll stop, kick it back out, and Welter check back into the game. She has it. She'll throw up top here to Bailey Walter. Leonard away by Warren. She's going to run up the floor off to the right side. Now we'll bounce it off to Bear, and they'll come back out top. Rogers skips across. Moses, three ball left side, in and out, no good. Rebound and a foul called on the rebound try down low against the Cardinals, as that's going to be a whistle there against Kayla Rogers. That'll be her second. Fourth team foul of the half here against Clarinda. Atlantic back with possession, trailing by five. 2:22 left to go, third quarter. Tiffany Williams will dump it off now here to Welter. She'll dribble in, got left open. High arcing shot, missed it off the back iron. Rebound to Moses. Moses is going to run all the way to the other end, right against Williams. They collided, no call. A missed shot, rebound to Bear. Now she's stuck in traffic. We'll dump it back out to Moses. She'll skip it across to Rogers. Shot from 16 is good. Officials apparently swallowed their whistles. 39-32. Here's a drive right side by Welter. Now back to Williams. Williams will stop and pop one from the free throw line. She gets it to go, and the foul call. The late hacker on the elbow came across, and she'll have a chance for a three-point play.
Boy, Atlantic really needed that too, because Clarinda was running on some pretty good steam at that point. And I don't think we're going to see Alyssa Siggins back in the ball game again, as she just hobbled back out over to the bench after getting an ice pack wrapped around that ankle.
Bailey Warren picked up that last foul now here as Williams tries to take advantage of the free throw line and can't do it. She misses that one. Does get the two before that, and it's a 39-34 game here. Back to a five-point lead for the Cardinals. They have the basketball. Here's a dribble into the lane and a traveling violation going to be whistled. That's Clarissa McElroy, who just checked in there at that last opportunity at the free throw line. So they give it back here to Atlantic. They'll bring it up the floor. 1:25 to go, third quarter. Here's Williams. They pass off to Walter. Right back to Williams. They'll swing it. Here's Welter. Now to Williams. Back across Walter. Baseline. Riley. Jumper. Too strong. Rebound on the other end. Welter. The putback up. No good. But she's fouled there by Warren. And she'll go to the line here for two shots. That's number three on Bailey Warren. That was a good job there by Welter to settle into a spot where she knew that rebound was likely to come. And the first free throw is up there, no good, off front of the rim.
Now we're going to see how deep Atlantic's bench is with Aaron Olson out yet again tonight with the concussion. And now Alyssa Siggins over there with an ice pack on her ankle. The Atlantic bench is getting smaller and smaller.
Not a good feeling for a coaching staff, that's for sure. Second free throw also missed, and the rebound pulled down here by Clarinda. Up the floor, that's going to be a Bear with it. We'll kick it out now here to Rogers. Pump fake back up top. Here's Paige Fast with it. We'll kick it over left side, and the dribble drive, stop, and the fire in traffic is no good by Bear, but she's fouled. She'll go to the line here for a pair. They're going to whistle that one on Tiffany Williams, and that's big because that's number four on Tiffany Williams. Talked about a short bench. It's about to get shorter.
Well, Williams got off to such a good, quick start here early in this first half, but she's been pretty silent offensively here in the second half so far.
First free throw by Bear is no good. One more coming, and now substitutions as both Williams along with Riley are going to check out. And we're going to see some new faces in here. Stephanie Sanbothy checks in now here for Atlantic. Also, Sky Thompson's going to come back in as Walter checks out. And also Macy Schmidt in there. So a different lineup than you've seen all night here for Atlantic on the floor. Second by Bear, dances around. She gets one out of two. It's 40-34. 53 seconds left to go here in the third quarter. Up the floor, Welter is going to bring it up here for Atlantic. We'll stop, and she traveled. And there's a problem, man. Who are you going to trust with the ball out front? Inbound now here for Clarinda. Fast will throw it left side here to Rogers. She's going to curl around to the elbow, stop and fire it across. That's going to be the hands of McElroy. Now here's Book. McElroy, three ball, top of the key, splashes it home on a straight line shot there by McElroy. She's got a couple of triples now. And now the ball's going to be knocked out of bounds. McElroy getting in the passing lane on the Atlantic will get to keep it here. 4 with 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here's Catherine Leonard, the pump fake, the kick out on the left side. Sanbothy right back to Leonard in traffic. Will fight her way through it and get the shot to go off the glass. Great move by Catherine Leonard. Up the floor now, Clarinda quickly with 9 seconds to go here in the quarter. They'll throw it in the middle of the lane. Book threw it away, stolen by Leonard. She has it. She'll dump it off to Welter. 3 seconds to go. Welter up the floor, throws one from half court. It's no good. And that's going to do it here for our third quarter. 43-36, Clarinda extending their lead. Back with fourth quarter action. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Five Star Roofing Incorporated of Atlantic is your residential roofing specialist with the Roofing Buggy. Whether it's roof replacements, repairs, or inspections, contact Ken at 855-ROOFS-R-US or on the web at 855-ROOFS-R-US.com. Ask how to save up to 20% on homeowners insurance. For all of your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs, call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating of Fontenelle today. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating is your train dealer. It's hard to stop a train. Stop by 314 4th Street in Fontenelle or call 877-838-8580. The staff of the Atlantic Medical Center, where they're proud to care for Atlantic and the surrounding communities, with offices in Anita, Griswold, and at Messina. Atlantic Medical Center, caring for their friends and neighbors here in Southwest Iowa.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Clarinda tonight as we go to the fourth quarter. Atlantic trailing 43-36 to the Cardinals. Clarinda with the basketball to start this fourth quarter. Atlantic already a winner tonight. The Trojan boys were winners tonight on senior night up in Atlantic as Atlantic took care of Clarinda by a score of 63-35 this evening. Boys game already in the books tonight. Girl just hitting the fourth quarter. And we have a foul coming down this near side as Carrie Boo tried to come down this near left side of the free throw lane. And she was bumped and fouled by Catherine Leonard. That'll be just the second on Leonard. That's the fourth team foul on Atlantic here in the second half. Clarinda off the inbound. As they work it around on the drive, they feed it across right side. Fast will step back off the dribble and fire one up and in from 17 feet. Paige Fast with the basket. And it's 45-36. That matches the biggest lead of the ball game here for Clarinda. So they get it inside now. Leonard at the high post. Left side Thompson. She'll fire up a three ball. That's no good. Rebound taken inside by Sanbothy. She'll put it back up and in. Stephanie Sanbothy playing strong inside, grabs the rebound, dumps it back in off the window. It's 45-38. Clarinda front court, Fast here near side. They'll turn and look here to the near side. The bounce feed down low. Brown turns in the lane and throws up the short one that goes home. Abby Brown with her first basket of the game. It's hard to believe, as active as she's been. 47-38, again back to a 9-point lead for the Cardinals. Lob across here near side. They go baseline. Sanbothy going to drive, cut off there in a double team, and now she's tied up. And the ball will stay with Atlantic. Sanbothy had that ball down around her chest. You just can't do that when you're down low on the block. Give too many people a chance to grab at it. Macy Schmidt will check in now for Atlantic, and she'll inbound the basketball. As they fire it in left side, Thompson takes it at the three-point line. Flyers run up, no good. Sanvilti fights and gets the rebound. Back to Thompson, left side. She'll drive all the way to the rack and throw one in with a left hand. Sky Thompson with an aggressive move left side, 47-40 now. We have 6.5 minutes left to play. Clarinda up by 7. Cardinals out top, fast with it to the right side. Leaves it for Boo on the circle. She'll dump it across for Jenny Bear. Left side fast, the head fake, the step in. The 15-footer on the baseline is no good. Rebound Sanvilti inside. And they're going to call a jump ball. Apparently tonight it's open season on the basketball. No matter who has it, everybody can reach in. And it's automatically a jump ball. So Clarinda has the arrow. They'll get it back. So they look to inbound. Now fire it down low. Brown trying to post. Puts one up off the back iron. No good. Rebound inside to Bear. And they've got a whistle and a foul. They're going to whistle that against Sanvilti. That'll be her first. Just the fifth team foul against Clarinda. Bear will go to the line now for the Cardinals with 6:09 left to play. She'll get a chance to shoot a couple, I assume, here. First one is no good off the front of the rim. Cardinals are not in the bonus yet. Bear with 15 points here tonight. And that one is good. She gets one of her two this trip. And it's a 48-40 contest. Clarinda by 8. Atlantic with the ball. Thompson front court. Here near side to Schmidt. Back out top, it's Thompson. She'll drive into the lane. Feed it baseline. Sanvilti fires. No good. Got her own rebound on the long drive. She'll take it right back to the rack. And bank one up and in. Stephanie Sanvilti coming on. 48-42. Up the floor quickly. On the drive, we've got a block and a foul call. Jadra Moses just running rampant down that lane that time. Put her head down and took off. They're going to whistle Stephanie Sanvilti for a foul. And that'll send Moses to the line now. She'll get a chance to shoot, too. Both teams are going to be in the bonus now the rest of the night. First free throw is no good by Moses. She's got 7 points here in the game this evening. It's a six-point game. Atlantic trailing 48-42 to the Cardinals. 5:44 left here in the fourth quarter. Second try by Moses is good. She gets one of her two. And it's back to a seven-point lead now, 49-42. Atlantic has trailed by as many as 9 a couple of three times here tonight. As they work the ball front court, Riley's back in. She fed it back outside of Thompson. Now gets it back on the baseline. She'll jump it up from there. No good. Rebound taken by Schmidt. Put back no good. And the rebound taken by Abby Brown. Cardinals now going to run the floor. Bear up the right side. Slows it down on the crossover. She'll curl. Try the lane. It's not there. Out of Fast. Fast with the left side. Leaves it again for Bear. Ooh, Bear shoved an elbow into the chest of Leonard. Got rid of the ball and got it right back on the give and go. As Carrie Boo found her back down the lane. And it's 51-42, a 9-point lead. And again, that matches the biggest lead of the game. 5 minutes left. Leonard, right side of the free throw lane, dumps it back out to Schmidt. She'll fire up a three ball. No good. High rebound, fought for, and we're going to have a foul. We've got a whistle. Are you kidding me? Wow. That's a spectacularly bad call as they hit Stephanie Sanvilti with a foul. She was right there going up just like everybody else was for the rebound. And the official who was furthest away from all the action decided that that was a foul.
Of course he did.
And you can't appeal it. So you're going to the other end to shoot free throws. And it'll be Jenny Bear, number for free throw. So Bear hits the first one. 52-42 now. It's the biggest lead of the ballgame for Clarinda. And the second one is also good. 53-42. That's the biggest lead of the night. 11 points here for the Cardinals. We have 4:48 left to go. To the high post now, Leonard for Atlantic drives the lane through traffic. And we got a whistle and a foul call inside as she tried to take the ball to the hole. Going to whistle that one against Rachel Bear. That will be her second foul. So it'll be a one-and-one opportunity here as Leonard at the line. makes the first. That one rattled around and fell through. She's got 13 points here in the contest. And it's a 10-point game now, 53-43. Clorinda by 10. 4:45 left. Second free throw, good as well. So Leonard knocks them both in. It's a 9-point game again. It'll be Cardinal basketball. Zell inbound. Pressure by Atlantic backcourt. They feed it in. And they'll run it up the floor quickly. Kayla Rogers gets it across. They'll leave it out top. And Jenny Bear will run the offense. Rogers right side on the circle. Off the dribble. Going to curl it in the lane. Fires it down low. The ball knocked free. She gets it back. And then we've got another whistle and a foul call.
Could tie up at least to me. But
now we got one official here tonight who's not having a good night. That ball was tied up, but he whistles foul. It's against Stephanie Sandbothy, so she has magically committed four fouls here in the span of about 2 minutes. The free throw try is no good by Rogers, and the rebound is taken away by Atlantic. And now a steal. Up the floor quickly on the run, and it's knocked out of bounds as Sky Thompson chased down Jade Ramoses, knocked the ball away from behind. And the ball will stay with the Cardinals. 4:15 left here in the fourth quarter. 53-44. Cardinals look to inbound, finally do here on the near side. Rachel Bear with it. They get it into the lane. Rogers fires from the free throw line. No good. Rebounded by Boo as the Cardinals keep. Now back out top with it. Rachel Bear will leave it again for Moses. Now Rogers. Rogers over on the right side of the square. Bear. 3:50 left here in the fourth quarter. 53-44, Cardinals on top. Rogers right side. Now she'll drive the lane. Into traffic. Stops in the lane. Needs to get rid of it. Finally does. And now they'll get it back outside to Bear. Cross here to Jenny Bear. And she'll bring it back out on the dribble. Cardinals with a 9-point lead. No particular hurry. They don't need to take bad shots right now. Bear going to curl into the lane against Williams. Dumps it off the right side baseline to Boo. And now back outside it comes to Rachel Bear. Rachel Bear guarded there by Leonard. Is Atlantic going man on man? We're going to have a jump ball call now as Leonard reached in. Looked like that time she got her across the arm. I think Atlantic caught a break there. Looked like she got her on the arm. But they're going to whistle jump ball. And that will turn the ball back over the other direction. And now we have a timeout here on the floor. 3:14 left in the fourth quarter. 53-44. Cardinals lead it. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Cass Incorporated. We've been living out our mission of enriching lives for over 30 years. We are proud to be pioneers in creating change that results in diverse opportunities for people of all abilities. Cass Incorporated, enriching lives every day. McDonald's Restaurant, located in the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. For breakfast, lunch, or dinner, treat yourself to the friendly, inviting atmosphere of McDonald's in Atlantic.
. 53-44, Clorinda with a 9-point lead here as we head down the stretch in this fourth quarter. 3:14 left to play. It'll be Atlantic basketball as we come back out of the timeout. Tiffany Williams back into the contest. She's got four fouls as she'll work the dribble across the timeline now. Williams to the front court here, near side Schmidt. Back out top. They work at left side Walter. She's open for the long three try. No good. High rebound taken by Williams. She tries to put it back up immediately. Got the shot tipped, and it came up short. And Rogers came away with it for Clorinda. Now Bear to the front court for the Cardinals. As Atlantic steps it up defensively, they get Bear down on the block. She gets fouled. That'll be Macy Schmidt picking up her first. She got a hand in there and punched that ball away. 2:47 to play here in the fourth, and Bear back to the free throw line. Bear with a chance to shoot a couple here for the Cardinals. Her first try is no good, in and out. Neither one of these teams have really been all that terrific from the free throw line. They both had plenty of a fair number of opportunities, and neither have really capitalized here tonight. One more try here for Bear. And her second one comes up short. And Megan Riley got shoved to the ground as the Cardinals came up with the rebound. Now outside, the ball tipped into the backcourt. They chase it down, and Bear will bring it back to the front side. Moses, right side to the baseline, fires it back out to Bear, and she'll bring it back out high. Schmidt tries to slice by for the steal. It's not there. And now the ball knocked away. It's actually kicked by Tiffany Williams, but we're going to have a foul call. That'll be it on Williams. Moses turned to dribble the ball, dribbled it off of Williams' foot, which I would have thought would have been a kicked ball, but they're going to whistle a foul on Williams. And that will do it for her. That will be her fifth. 2:22 remaining here in the basketball game. And Williams hasn't seen much of the court here in the second half. And she'll see no more of it here tonight. She'll have to leave. 2:22 remaining. Moses to the line here for the Cardinals. And the first one is good. 54-44, back to a double-digit lead here for Clarinda. Second one here by Moses on the way, and that one's good as well. 55-44, that matches the biggest lead of the night here for the Cardinals, back to 11 points. Thompson to the front court for Atlantic, leaves it for Walter over the left side, and she walked with it. Walter picked up the dribble, took steps. Ball goes back to the Cardinals now. In for Atlantic. Molly Welter will check back into the lineup as Megan Riley will check out. 2:14 left here in the fourth quarter. Cardinals will inbound. They run Moses to the front court. She fires it across here to Brown, and Brown gets fouled going to the rack and somehow got the ball to go in. Abby Brown took the pass, got hit pretty hard down this near side by Molly Welter. Ball just flipped up in the air and went in anyway. 57-44.
You know, it was a lucky break when you're laughing about it afterwards.
Brown to the free throw line, chance to make it a three-point play, and she does as it rolls around and falls through. The lead. And we've got a whistle on the other end now as Atlantic hustles it up the floor quickly. And a foul whistled against Clarinda. That's going to go on Moses. That'll be her second. At the free throw line, Sky Thompson for Atlantic. And the front end of the bonus is no good. Rebounded, though, by Leonard. Atlantic will keep it. Thompson here right side on the circle. Bounce pass into the lane. Well, there was no room for that. And Abby Brown was able to sneak over and tie that one up. Jump ball will give the ball back to the Cardinals. So a minute 58. We're under 2 minutes to go. Seems like we're going about 8 seconds between whistles here in this fourth quarter all of a sudden. And we're going to have a foul at center court. As Bass tried to deliver a pass, and she ran over Sky Thompson. They're going to hit Sky Thompson with the foul. And back to the free throw line we go. Boy, at this pace, it's going to be Friday before this game finishes. Fast at the line. And the first one is good. 59-44. Minute 55 remaining here in the fourth quarter. Second free throw try coming. And that one is also fast hits two. 60-44 now the score. Atlantic here front court. They work the right side. Schmidt back out top to Thompson. She's double dribble. Got away with it. Now travel got away with it. To the corner. Walter, a long three is good from the left side. Bailey Walter drops down the triple. 60-47 the score. And we've got a heck of a collision at center court as Moses was hustling up the floor. We've got three players down on the floor. And at the end of the day, the foul is going to be whistled against Thompson. That'll be her second. And two more free throws coming here for Moses. Moses at the line. Chance to shoot a couple. They're in the double bonus. The front end is no good. Cardinals are going to shoot a week's worth of free throws just here in the fourth quarter. One more try here for Moses after the missed opportunity on the first one. And she converts the second one. 61-47. Thompson front court for Atlantic to the left corner. Walter fakes the three, brings it back down, dumps it in the lane for Leonard, who kicks it across the right side to Schmidt. She'll fire a three ball. That's no good. And that will end up off the rim, bouncing out of bounds here in the near corner. Ball will turn back over here to the Cardinals. 80 seconds left to play, 61-47. Cardinals inbound, ball knocked away, and that's tied up. It'll belong to Atlantic. The black and gold will get it back as it was tapped away and then tied up by Schmidt. Minute 18 left to play. Now we're going to have a timeout here on the floor. This will be just a 30-second timeout. We'll just leave it right here. It's been a long fourth quarter. A lot of stoppages, a lot of free throws, especially by Clarinda here in this quarter. Awful lot of fouls. Atlantic has had one casualty so far. Tiffany Williams fouled out. With 2:22 left, it was only about a minute ago on the game clock. It seems like it was about a half an hour ago here, though, on the clock on the wall.
Yeah, a very disjointed fourth quarter and just a lot of whistles, a lot of strange whistles, and slowed things down. There just hasn't been any flow to the game at all.
Well, after 9 o'clock, you're listening to high school basketball here on AM 1220, FM 101.1, KJAN Atlantic, Iowa. Minute 18 left, the inbound, and we've got another turnover. The inbound on the bounce was taken by Catherine Leonard. Pulled up a head fake and got called for steps, so that'll turn the ball back over. Brown backcourt has her pass tipped. It'll go to Bear, and she'll hustle it to the front court now. Right side fast in the corner, and we've got a foul. Bailey Walter whistled for the foul. Minute 9 left to play, and back we go to the free throw line. Fast with two coming, and the first one is good. One more try here for Fast. And she got them both. 63-47. Matches the biggest lead of the game at 16 points. And we're going to have a violation against Atlantic. That'll be a double dribble call. 104 to go. I said 8 seconds between whistles. I lied. It's been like two. Now on a drive up the floor. Quick basket. Jadra Moses just took it, dribbled hard up the floor. Atlantic tried to foul her, came up empty, and she lays it in. 18 points the lead. Now it's the biggest of the game as this has gotten away quickly. Walter with a quick three from the corner. That's no good. Rebound on the floor, and now we've got a foul call. And it's going to be on Macy Schmidt. And we're going to walk all the way to the other end, and you guessed it. Shoot free throws. That's what we've done this entire fourth quarter, shoot free throws.
Like staying late after practice.
It kind of is. And the first free throw try here is good by Boo as she knocks that one in. We had to make 10 in a row before we were allowed to leave practice, so I had some really late nights. They usually gave me the keys. One more free throw coming. That one's no good. Rebounded by Atlantic. They were the only ones that had anybody in the lane. 66-47. Atlantic up the floor. Quick three. Try by Thompson. No good. Rebound. Ball knocked away inside on the putback try. Down low by Welter. And the ball up the floor now. Clarinda. 25 seconds left. And we have a timeout. And I assume it's going to be a short one just to substitute. They're just going to get right after it again. 22 seconds left as the Cardinals send some fresh faces in. Bailey Warren just checked in. Will inbound the basketball. as she'll fire it ahead to Moses. Moses right side off the dribble. Back out top. They work the perimeter now. Down to 10 seconds to go. Ball here near side. Rogers with it as the Cardinals just work it around the perimeter. Atlantic a little token defense, and that'll run the clock. 66-47, your finalist, Corbin, that comes up a winner here tonight in a non-conference basketball game between two Hawkeye 10 conference teams. 66-47, your final. We will take a break and tell you more about it in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Wickman Chemical boosts yields and profits on your farm. Contact Wickman Chemical to cover your fertilizer, chemical, grass seed, and tiling needs. For high return, low cost inputs, call Wickman Chemical today. Do you find yourself having concerns about your substance abuse or someone else's? Are you neglecting day-to-day activities because of your use? If so, contact Zion Recovery Services at 712-243-5091, where all of your inquiries are confidential. Peerbolt Chiropractic in Atlantic has over 35 years of continued service with two doctors to fit your needs. They are a complete facility all in one location, open 6 days a week. Call Peerbolt Chiropractic in Atlantic at 712-243-1554.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Clarinda tonight, where the home team has come away a winner here this evening in this girls' basketball matchup with a big second half, especially a big fourth quarter here down the stretch as Clarinda defeats Atlantic by a final of 66-47 here this evening. A tough finish here. Atlantic very competitive here tonight despite being shorthanded here this evening without their leading scorer in Aaron Olson, but they also lost Alyssa Siggins for the majority of the game. She went down with a twisted ankle early, and she tried to come back in the early part of the second half. She made about two trips up and down the floor, and that was the end of that. She was sitting on the side of the bench with an ice pack on her ankle, so Atlantic a little shorthanded to begin with, a little shorter-handed there, and then Tiffany Williams fouls out late, but by then things had turned a point lead after three quarters into a big win, a 19-point victory as they outscored Atlantic 23-9 in the fourth quarter as they go on to pick up the victory here tonight, 66-47. Take a look at some of the scoring for you here in the ball game tonight for Clarinda. They had three players in double digits tonight. Jenny Bear led the way. She led all scorers tonight. She had 20 points here in the ball game. Nice night for Jenny Bear, the senior. Also 13 points for Jadra Moses and 11 points for Paige Fast here this evening. 6 points each for Clarissa McElroy and Kayla Rogers. Also 5 points tonight for Abby Brown. 3 for Carrie Boo and 2 points for Bailey Warren coming off the bench here this evening. On the other side for Atlantic, they were led by Catherine Leonard. She finished with 14 points here tonight. Also, Tiffany Williams and Bailey Walter each had 9. 4-point night for Stephanie Sandbulthy off the bench. Also, Alyssa Siggins had 4. 3 points tonight for Macy Schmidt. And 2 points each for Sky Thompson and Megan Riley here this evening as Atlantic comes up on the short end of a 66-47 score.
Yeah, tough ball game for tonight for the Trojans, and looked for a while there like they were getting things going there in that second quarter, and just kind of came out slow once again at the start of that third quarter, and of course the game really got out of sorts as far as the flow goes the rest of the way, but to get into a little bit of foul trouble with already a short bench, and it was just too tough for Atlantic to try to figure out, you know, who was going to step up and fill what roles out there on the floor. I've got a lot of players playing out of position and then playing when they're not used to, so it's tough to get wins when you're sorting things out.
Yeah, and then kind of things got messy down the stretch to Atlantic. Wasn't very good from the free throw line tonight. 4 of 11 from the free throw line here this evening. Clarinda, 17 of 25 from the free throw line here tonight as the Cardinals just continued to build that lead here in the fourth quarter, and Atlantic just ran out of they ran out of people to run in and out. They were in foul trouble. We had Stephanie Sandbo. They came in and played some pretty quality minutes late in the ball game in the fourth quarter, but she picked up 4 fouls just in the span of a couple of blinks of an eye, and you know, it's kind of hard to be aggressive once you're sitting on foul issues there too. So 66-47 here, your final.
I do have a couple of finals for you as well from wrestling action here tonight. Those have just wrapped up here a little bit ago. Creston
defeats Atlantic. Atlantic came back, got it within 30-22, but then Creston wins the final two matches of the night to come away with a 40-22 victory as they move on to the state dual team. And for Logan Magnolia, they were a runaway winner over Ottoman. 53-15 was the final day. And that matchup is Logan Magnolia goes on.
Good. So a lot of action going on. Boys basketball, girls basketball, regional wrestling tonight. In the boys game up in Atlantic, it was Atlantic winning 63-35 over Clarinda tonight. But not so happy news here from Clarinda and the girls half here this evening. 66-47. So with the victory, Clarinda improves to 10-10. They go even mark on the season now, and they have a chance to get over the 500 mark as they'll play Creston later this week. And for Atlantic, they are now 2-19 on the season as their regular season comes to a close, and they'll get ready for their Saturday night game on the road at Red Oak in first-round regional play that we'll have for you here on KJAN. That'll be a 7 o'clock tip time on Saturday. That's going to do it for us here tonight. Our next high school basketball for you here on KJAN will come your way on Thursday night, as we will have live girls postseason coverage for you here on the radio, as Chris and I will be in Griswold Thursday night. The Griswold Tigers of Class 1A will face off against Heartland Christian. And we'll have all that action for you in early round action. Postseason tournament play for the girls getting underway. 7 o'clock is tip time. We'll be on the air at 6:50 to get you ready for the broadcast. Again, that's Atlantic. That's Griswold at home hosting Heartland Christian coming up on Thursday night here on the radio. That'll do it for us here tonight. Again, your final, 66-47. Clarinda, a winner in girls basketball over Atlantic in a battle of two Hawkeye 10 conference teams here tonight. Thanks for joining us here this evening. For Chris Parks, I'm Jim Field. Good night from Clarinda.